Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and roll on this Friday morning. Following up on a night. Well, Flyers, they lose again. They get a point, but here's the deal. Point's not good enough. Just not. They lose again. Now, tonight we get the 76ers and the Phils back at it. Phils starting a series in Atlanta versus the Braves. The 76ers against Zion. About 3 weeks now to the NFL draft. We'll be getting into that. Angelo taking shot after shot after shot. And callers as well. And John Ritchie as well. Taking shots at me in the morning show. We'll get to that and rock all your calls. 215-592-9494. Rich. Hey, bud. Got to get his microphone on there, James.
Yeah.
Hello, John.
Was that Seltzer's?
That was Seltzer's fault.
Yeah, that's my bad. Normally, it doesn't get turned off in between shows, but
okay. Know. So you just sort of try to deflect
I
there.
It's my fault. Yeah, the first thing I said is my fault.
But the second thing you said
was
is
an explanation.
No.
All right, my fault.
Then just say my fault.
I'm just explaining. You want to know what happened? Or
no,
not? You don't
no,
care?
No.
Fine. I'm just trying to tell you what happened here.
No, the audience just wants to know it's your fault. Hello, John.
Hey. Yeah, hi, Joe. A jiffy is an actual unit. A jiffy is an actual unit. In physics,
yep.
It's the time it takes light to travel 1 centimeter. A jiffy.
Wow.
I'll be back in a jiffy. I mean, it's a real thing. In computers, a jiffy is the basic tick of the system processor. It means different things in different realms, but it's real, Joe.
Can I apply the word jiffy?
Jiffy is real.
John, let me apply the word jiffy to my morning. My morning today, I woke up and in a jiffy. I would define as within 3 seconds of waking up today, I heard Angelo criticizing me here on WIP.
Oh,
within
no.
3 seconds.
Okay.
I mean, Amy from Villanova.
You know
she's got
crazy?
she got the radio on, and there it is. Angelo's. I mean, I'm like, holy hell! I just woke up and I'm getting ripped on WIP. What is going on here? What'd I do?
Wait, you woke up and Amy from Villanova was there?
Had Angelo on, and there it is. And I'm getting ripped 3 seconds into my day.
You guys,
it was a sleepover. Does that make you happy, John? Is that what you're trying to get over? There was a sleepover. All right, settle down. All right, so look, everyone that participated in that sham of coming after me this morning, I mean, I'm here now. So if you want to talk to me face-to-face, if we got to take it outside, we'll take it outside, or we'll just take your phone calls. 215-592-9494. It was a rip fest. My co-host.
You deserved it.
My teammate, my buddy, my pal, John Ritchie goes on with Angelo at 9:30 and continues to rip away. What is this? All right, John, we got a Phillies game.
You know how I feel.
How great would it be? How great would it be if Zach Wheeler just dominates the Braves again? Phils Braves 3-game series starts up tonight. Obviously, the Phils go 2, 3, and 4 in the rotation. That means Zach Wheeler tonight. He just destroyed them last week. If he could do it again,
sure did.
Take a 5-1 team to 6-1. Look, I know it's early and all that, but it is exciting to be excited. And to see Zach Wheeler tonight against the Braves, look, it's not the easiest thing. They're a good team. But, yeah. I mean, this is kind of early season game you get pumped up for.
They're really good. I'm very pumped up. You know the Braves are ticked off. They looked human, extremely human. The team that's won this division 3 years in a row got swept by us and got dominated by Zach.
Yeah.
And they have a chance for redemption. The trick is, I think we're the better team. I think we have I love our chances. I love what we're doing. I can't wait to see how we perform.
Yeah,
look, I think we're getting the offense rolling a little bit now, and think good things are to come.
Well, look, we all hope so. We want to field your phone calls on the Phillies as well as they get set to face the Braves tonight. And again, as always here on WIP, 215-592-9494. Now, John, let's get to, you know, James said, I believe it was James earlier this week on the station, on our show, mentioned, it kind of casually slipped it in, that the over-under has been set for the Eagles for the 2021 season. And the number is set at 6.5 wins. Now, John, when you think in terms of this 2021, because my inclination is to lean over on 6.5. They're not a great team. No one's saying the Eagles are a great team.
Wait, you're going over?
I am going over. I would go over 6.5. Why would you go under? Just because they stink and that's it and they're going to stink forever? I mean, John, there's a lot of factors here that to me point to an over for 6.5. Give me your thoughts on where you stand on this.
Okay, the factors. The one thing that helps them possibly win more games than last year is there's one more game, and it's against the Jets.
Yeah,
that's one of the only things they've got going for them in terms of my confidence that this team can go out there and win games. Now, a lot has to be proven. We don't know exactly how things are going to be arranged offensively, defensively. We've got the new staff on both sides of the ball, but I don't have a lot of faith in the personnel. I want to have faith in the coaches. That remains to be seen
how
they
do. Yep.
But we got bad players as a group when compared to what else is out there.
Compared to Washington? Compared to Washington?
We lost our division. That's why.
Compared to the Giants?
Yes.
Compared to those frauds,
yeah,
the Dallas
Cowboys? Actually, yes. and that's why we were the worst of that group last year. That's why we had... That's why we lost more games and won less games than those teams last year.
Yeah.
That's why we have the 32nd ranked schedule in football in terms of difficulty. You know, the opposition's win percentage from last year.
Yep.
We're bad. We were bad last year. The NFL's trying to help us out. That, like I said, which makes me feel like, okay, maybe there's a couple wins in there, but more than 6.5 sounds exorbitant for a team that didn't do much at all to improve themselves.
You know, Jen,
worst roster in the division, and we didn't have the money to buy anyone new. So what makes you, I mean, aside from saying, hey, this coaching staff is going to be fantastic.
I don't know that they will be, actually.
Signs are not, you know, great. They're going to be fantastic.
Let me break this down and make it real simple. We want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. I mean, it's obviously a pretty basic question. Over-under has been set. Pretty much everywhere you look, it's the same number. All the different odds makers have pretty much all come to the conclusion that the proper over-under for the Eagles is 6.5 wins. 2021 season, 6.5 wins. So simple. Would you bet over? Would you bet under the 6.5 wins? Odds makers, 6.5. Yes or no, above or below, where would you go? John, let me tell you why I'd go over. And it's not just as easy as, hey, there's the 17th game and it's against the Jets, which obviously does help. I mean, I've heard you say in recent months, your expectation is that the Eagles will be worse in 2021 than 2020 when they only won, call it 4.5 games.
Yeah,
I mean, they won four, they tied one. 4.5 last year.
I think they max out at 5 wins.
Yeah, see, again, let me tell you why I see it quite differently. First off, huge reason. And let's not, like, you know, lose sight of this one. The removal of Carson Wentz. Put another way, the removal of a clear bottom three starting quarterback from the 2020 season. And that's a fact. That's not a matter of opinion. Doesn't mean Carson can't be better when he journeys on to Indy. It means what the Philadelphia Eagles in 2020 got from the starting quarterback position when he was in there was a disaster. So to remove a disaster and to, in almost all likelihood, have an upgraded quarterback doesn't mean Jalen Hurts will for sure be a better player over the next 10 years than Carson Wentz will be over the next 10 years. Time will tell. What I feel exceedingly confident in is that if Jalen Hurts is healthy in 2021, he will be better in 2021 than Carson Wentz was in 2020. I really believe that. That's a huge, huge factor. but far from the only factor. You still have a weak division. You have the last place schedule factor for the division, which, as John points out, does net out to 32nd overall in Pro Football. Now, that it takes in part the easy division games, but also the Eagles, unlike, you know, Washington, who's got a first-place schedule, Eagles have a fourth-place schedule. That helps. You're getting injured players back, like Lane and Brandon Brooks. That helps. You're going to get 11 draft picks. Now, do I think these guys come in and they're going to be gangbusters rookies? Probably not. That's an unusual sort of thing. You're going to have, you know, 11 guys, even three guys, make a massive difference in year one. But do I expect contribution from 11, you know, from four or five of them, and two or three could be pretty good, including the 12th overall pick? Yeah, I do. I do believe that. I mean, 11 picks helps. And yes, you have 17 games. And yes, the 17th game is against the New York Jets. I mean, when I net this all out, and I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494, to me, the bet is over 6.5 wins. I mean, guys, you're playing 17 games. You're telling me to be under, you got to go 6-11 with a last place schedule? With a quarterback that's going to be better than last year, with a roster that's going to have more players back from injury, I just find it unlikely that the Eagles would be under the 6.5. I actually think it's a very solid opportunity for
players
a betting
back
standpoint.
From injury. You just sort of pass that off like it's a fact. These players get hurt. The way that Howie has set up this organization medically, it's not sustainable for keeping players on the field. That doesn't happen anymore. So, yeah, we might get guys back. Other guys will go down. That's what happens in football, and we're not properly equipped to get them back on the field quickly and effectively. That's a real factor. We've seen it year after year.
We have. You're right about that. Look, I get it.
So don't just say we get guys back from injury. Other guys will get hurt, and we will not handle them properly. That's my expectation.
Well, I share that concern, and I want to be clear. I'm not coming in here doing a song and dance about the Eagles are a great team. I'm not saying that. What I'm telling you is 6.5 wins for a 17 game schedule where you have a last place schedule and you're in a weak division. I mean, think about it. They're out of division games. Okay, out of division games, they get a last place schedule. In the division, they face what in 2020, and we don't know for sure it will be again in 2021, but in 2020 they were in the worst division in football. So they do have I mean, this isn't like you got to play the Chiefs twice. This isn't like, hey, you got to play the Saints twice. You get to play Dallas twice. You get to play the Giants twice. You get to play Washington twice. And then you get
significantly better. Did we get significantly better?
No, I wouldn't say that.
These other teams in our division got significantly better.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
They're able to buy guys. They're able to add guys. I actually like their coaches. I know what their coaches can do. And they've got guys buying in.
And you're on the Ryan Fitzpatrick train, right? Ryan Fitzpatrick, who I admire. Okay, the fact that guy's gutsy and all that, that's all cool, right? Seems like a cool dude. He's been in the league for like 500 years. And he's won zero playoff games.
And is he better than the quarterback they had last year?
I would say the answer to that is yes, but John.
Okay.
But is he better than Jalen Hurts? Is he better than Jalen
Hurts? They won the division last year.
Is he better than Hurts?
The offense is not the point in Washington. That defense crushed us. And they will continue to crush us because they're good. They're legitimately good. And we're not. And we're trying to build this the wrong way on top of it all. I was hoping we would say, hey, you know what? We don't have much of a chance this year. We talk about this team in groups of 3 years.
Yep.
We need to do this the smart way and just cut our losses and scrap it and start with the young guys and start, you know, trying to get more draft picks and bring in, you know, developing them along the way. And instead of doing that, we're trying to once again hedge our bets and split the difference while we're extending old guys and pushing things down the road to where we're setting ourselves back for future years. We did not get significantly better. That's a real issue.
I agree.
The other teams did.
Look, John, I will agree with you. It's not like through free agency there was a bonanza.
And I mean, I'm concerned. I don't know what to make of these players that we did get. We knew we didn't have money. I think it's fishy. The Anthony Harris signing is fishy. Yes, I've seen him do great things in this league.
Yep.
Last year, he played on the franchise tag. That means he was paid like one of the best safeties in football. And now he's willing to come in here and play on a one-year deal. It's like, I don't know. Like, why didn't the Vikings want him? The Vikings wanted to see, they wanted to test and see if he was worth the money. And they decided he's not. And Eric Wilson, the linebacker that we got 2 days ago or whatever it was, people are celebrating this signing. I don't know what to make of the guy. I know that he wasn't supposed to be playing last year on defense. He was supposed to be a special teamer. And they had injuries to Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr. That's why this guy saw the field. And, you know, good for him. He played well when given the opportunity. But they went back to, okay, our guys are healthy. We don't need this guy anymore because our guys are better. So we got the backup and I don't know.
I don't know.
How well he did, but yeah. he's not like a signing that we should be saying, hey, he changes things.
No,
for
I'm not saying it's like that, but I'll sum it all up this way. Last year, just about everything that could go wrong went wrong. They essentially won 4.5 games. Now, I know 6.5 is more than 4.5. I just find it unlikely they'd be that bad again. I just do. Let's go to the phone and see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. Over or under 6.5. You going over or under 6.5 for the Birds? Also, if you want to crack at me from everything from yesterday and Angelo's commentary blasting me today, my own teammate, John Ritchie, blasting me on the morning show, which is outrageous. I mean, I thought we were buds. I thought we were buddies. I thought we were teammates. Like, what's going on here? And also, the Flyers lose last night. Phils versus the Braves tonight. An awful lot going on. Let's kick it off with Rob in Abington. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Doing well, Rob.
Other than waking up to 3 seconds into my day hearing Angelo blast me, I'm doing pretty good.
Stop giving people ammunition, man.
Listen, all I do is come in and spit truth and wisdom, man.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, you, Mr. Truth and Wisdom. I hate the fact that I agree with you that they're going over 6.5, but our reasons for it are even similar. But what I don't understand is you always going out your way to throw jabs at Carson. The man's gone. If Jalen Hurts is a better version of anything, let him be better than what he was last year. Because he wasn't better than Carson last year.
Yeah, he was. So, yeah, he was.
Man, if not
in his four games, they moved the ball more in offense in his four games than Carson.
Yeah, that is true. At certain parts, they did. But statistically, no. So let him just be better. Let him just worry about being better than him. Carson's gone. Let's just stop.
Yeah, but Rob, and I hear. Look, I wasn't there trying to dog on Carson. I really wasn't. The point is, Rob, hang on. We're having a conversation about the 2021 Eagles. They made a change at quarterback. That's a massive change, and I believe by comparison, it's an upgrade. And I have to point out how bad Carson was in order to essentially facilitate the conversation to explain why I think they're better at quarterback in 2021. I mean, there's a reason I cited Carson there.
You say that's the reason you're doing it because you just, my man, it would be different if you didn't always do it. And that was your reason, but you always do it. So therefore, now you found the reason, a door, an opening, and you took it. But that's neither here nor there. I think they're going to win over 6 for the same reasons as you. They're in a weak division. All they got to do is win half of those. They're playing the Jets. That's the fourth one. And they hopefully, if this coach is anything like he says, he through all that babble, and he can make the defenses of the opposing teams wonder what he's doing. Why can't we squeak out another 3 after that? That gives us a 7. There's 6.5 to cover. Done deal.
I don't understand
why it can't be done.
Listen, it can be done. That's just not very convincing. Saying the division's bad, so they have a chance, and they play one of the worst teams in football for their 17th game. And
well, that's part of it.
But Joe, your main argument for why they're going to win is it can't be as bad as last year.
Part
and I'm saying, yeah, it can. We have a coach. We have a head coach that no one else wanted. Like, no one was saying Nick Sirianni needs to be our head coach. Like, this guy was a shocker. A shocker. And what he went and brought in a bunch of guys who they weren't high on people's lists. This is a completely unproven staff. You've got a defensive coordinator who's never called a defense.
Yeah.
You've got an offensive coordinator, Nick Sirianni, who's never called plays. Part of the problem, like we just said up until this week, like we don't even know what we're running. on defense.
No, we still don't know.
We still don't know what they're building this offense around on offense.
But they do know. I mean, to be fair, we don't know. But
do they?
Of course they know. Of course they know.
Do they know how this offense is going to look if they don't know that Jalen Hurts is the guy they want under center?
Well, I mean, sure, they could.
I don't think they know how this offense looks.
Well, they could trade the quarterback, and then they'll go in a different direction with play design. But, I mean, do I think they know if they have Hurts what kind of offense they're going to run? And do I think they know whether they're going to be a 3-4 or a 4-3 defense? Yes, I think they know. Now, they might adjust based on players acquired, but I think they have a pretty good feel of what they intend to do as of now. Joe in South Philly. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, Joe. What's up, Joe? John, how you doing?
Hi, Joe.
What's up, buddy?
Good. I called Angelo this morning like at 6 o'clock when I got up.
Yep.
He's ranting about Joes and Joes and Joes, so I'm Joe and I called him.
Makes sense.
He's saying Joes are no good, this, this, that, and he's going on and on. And then when I called him and I asked him a question, it's like he didn't say that, I didn't mean that, he didn't be anyone back and forth, back and forth. I just said that, you know, did Howie do a good job? Well, maybe not, but he got rid of everybody you wanted them to get rid of. He didn't want to get rid of the coach. He got rid of the defensive guy quit. Then he said, well, I never said that about Wentz. I loved him. He went on and on and on. But, see, he has a cult following. So as soon as he says something, everybody calls in and agrees with him because they want to suck up.
Well, I don't know if it's all that. I mean, look, the reality is a lot of people, Joe, I think in terms of Howie as a disaster because of the prior 3 years.
Right.
And the point I was trying to make yesterday, and I really believe it, because I listened to a lot of parts this morning and obviously all the calls we got yesterday, and almost every caller and John that cited Howie having a bad last 3 months, almost every single person cited decisions that were made prior to the last 3 months. And my point was, you got to separate 2018.
Why do you have to separate it?
Because
part of the problem, part of why we had a non-existent offseason is the way he set us up have no money.
I agree with that. I understand that. But
decisions that he made in previous years set us up for impossible decisions this offseason.
Joe, I appreciate the support. As a fellow Joe, God bless you on March 19th on St. Joseph's Day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. You too, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks. All the Joes out there in the world are going to stick together.
My son, Joe.
I think it's March 19th, right, John?
St. Joseph's Day? I'm not sure.
I think it's March 19th. Here's the deal. There was a guy.
My son Joe is taller than me now. Did I tell you that?
I believe you have.
He's 6'4".
Dude. And how old?
16.
Is he playing hoops?
No. He's a rower.
Can he play hoops?
No. I don't know. Not organizedly. So.
All right.
He's focused on the rowing.
Rowing's better anyway. That's perfect. Getting a really good school.
Is rowing. A 6'10" rower considered the optimal rower though? I mean, does he outgrow? Is that like the gymnast that becomes too big to become a good gymnast?
You would think 6'10" might be a little much.
A little big for the boat.
But he's not risking 6'10".
All right.
I don't think.
Well, I don't know, man. 16 years old. He's still got time. 215-592-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.